Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 January 2024. Welcome to this broadcast. And again, welcome to our brand new year. And I'll just say this right up front, the beginning of this year, I think 2024 is going to be a rough year, to be to make it polite. It's going to be a rough year, and I'm going to say this and move on. For the first time ever, I'm thinking there's a possibility that we may not have an election. If we go to war, we won't have an election. It just won't happen. The Constitution says that they won't change administration as long as we're at war. So, what's going to happen to keep other people out of power when the power that be won't stay in power? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But anything, folks, could happen. And I'm not just saying that, it truly, truly could. But anyway, before we go to our guest tonight, you're in for a treat tonight. We're going to talk to James Bovard, or Jim Bovard, about a book he's writing. And I got a copy of the first chapter here. I'm going to read two paragraphs to you in a second. Before I do that, tomorrow's Thursday, and I plan on being in the office tomorrow, so does Crystal, between 9 and 4 Eastern. I hope we can hear from you tomorrow, folks. Questions, comments, place orders, donations, whatever you want to do. And we are desperately in need of some help financially. I'm just telling you the truth. But anyway, the number to call tomorrow if you want to order anything or talk to us, is if you don't have long distance, you can call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or if you do have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now that line, believe it or not, right now is out of order. The phone company said they'll be in first thing in the morning, okay, whatever time that's going to be, to make us first on the list to fix this line into the office. So if you call tomorrow and it goes to Lisa, bear with us till we get the line fixed and roll back over to our phone. So bear with us tomorrow if you call, please. No, we're not ignoring you. The line is not working right now. Hopefully by 10 o'clock so tomorrow it'll be working. So please bear with us now, okay? Please. And we're not going to have live Bible study this weekend. They're calling for everything nasty you think of here. We're going to have sleet and rain here where I live, up to where Bible study, they're going to have snow, sleet, and rain all mixed all day Saturday and the Saturday night. So if y'all don't mind, I don't want to cross Point Mountain in that kind of weather. It's a long drive, two-hour drive for me anyway, northeast. I don't want to cross the mountain. So, but there'll be something playing. Starting at 10:30, Phil's going to play some of our past Bible studies. So there'll be something on there. But we will have live Bible study, Lord willing, on the 13th. When we're trying to make up for what we're going to miss tomorrow. But I apologize for that, folks, but can't help it. I cannot control the weather. It's going to be nasty weather. So you'll be something to watch on there. Just the same, some of our past Bible studies. So please do join us by going to pastorbush.com, clicking on site there that I'm trying to think of Rumble. Click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there we will be. You can also listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to join us on the phone. But there'll be something playing in that slot this coming Saturday. We'll be back, Lord willing, the next Saturday live with the Bible studies, all right? And don't forget that we're going to be offering, I am offering about a 60-page, fully loaded documentation on why I use only the 1611 King James Bible. Now, I can prove it if you want to look at it. If you don't, then don't look at it. But that's the preserved English translation for the people that speak English. It's just that simple. It's what the Lord God preserved for us. Anything other than that, NIV, NKJV, all of them are totally polluted and wrong. And I have the proof in the 60-page document. If you want to read it, if you don't, then just ignore it and do what you want. We ask donation enough to pay for it, ship it out here, print it, $20 if you can, whatever you can do. But you can order that tomorrow if you like. It'll be available starting tomorrow. So anyway, I think I covered all the announcements. Without further ado, we'll bring up a guest here by the name of James Bovard. I'm going to read to you very quickly, though, first two paragraphs of his book, on chapter one of his new book. It's entitled Last Rites, The Death of American Liberty. The title of this chapter is Tyranny Comes to Main Street. We'll read two paragraphs, please. Americans today have the freedom. Repeat that. Americans today have the freedom to be fleeced, groped, wiretapped, injected, censored, injected, ticketed, disarmed, beaten, vilified, detained, and maybe shot by government agents. Politicians are hell-bent on protecting citizens against everything except Uncle Sam. Is America becoming a cage-keeper democracy where voters merely ratify the latest demolition of their rights and liberties? And another page here that I want to read to you, if you don't mind, the last page of this chapter, where a Supreme Court justice says something that's very, very much right on the point today. I'll get turned back here to it. Give me some papers here. Federal Judge Learned Hand warned in 1944, liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies there, no constitution, no law, no court can save it. But Americans are more likely to encounter liberty in history books instead of their own lives. Many young people, and this, folks, this is 1944 now, mind you, 4 years before I was born. Many young people aren't aware of bygone eras when America could travel without being groped, buy a beer or smoke a cigar without committing a federal offense, or protest without being quarantined in an Orwellian free speech zone. Is the spirit of liberty dead? Almost a third of young Americans that also support installing mandatory government surveillance cameras in private homes to reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity. So Justice Learned said, Learned Hand said, liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies there, no constitution, no law, no court can save it. Very well said, and right to the point, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We lost that spirit in this country. We deny God. We mock him everywhere we turn, in our halls of Congress, in our schools, in the streets, everywhere. God is mocked. The spirit of liberty is dead in America, folks, because it's dead in the hearts of people. Jim Hovar, welcome to the next program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, Pastor Butch.
Well, you're more than welcome. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to see the copy of this book when it's done. I mean, if it's, the rest of the book is powerful, the first chapter, I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, I'm happy to send you a copy. I can send you a hard copy, or I can send you a Kindle, or whatever you want, I'll send it.
Hard copy, please.
Hard copy, done.
Because a lot of times I take that hard copy, and I may use it in a Bible study.
Okay. Well, it's got some. It has some good examples of how the churches have been victimized. So,
okay, great. But now, tell us a bit. Tell us who Jim Bovard is. Who are you?
Well, I was born in Iowa, raised in the mountains of Virginia. Went to school off and on at Virginia Tech. Dropped out. Decided to become a writer. Eventually succeeded as a writer. So I've been throwing rocks at the government for about 40 years now. And sometimes the government throws rocks back, and then it gets to be a lot of fun.
No doubt. So you started out, what was your occupation before you started getting in trouble with the government?
What was my occupation? Well, let's see. I worked for the Virginia Highway Department as a flagman. I worked for Filene's Department Store in Boston as a Santa Claus. I worked for the Census Bureau as a census taker. I worked as a Kelly girl typist. There were a lot of different things that I did. As a college dropout, I was just, you know, I did some work construction. I did, I was trying to be like a cat landing on my feet, doing all kinds of jobs just so that I could have enough money to keep on living while I tried to improve my writing.
Okay. And you are married, single?
Was married, now divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, I'm sorry. So you are now full-time writer?
Yeah, I've been a full-time writer for the last few decades, and it's, you know, what I've tried to do is wake people up to how much power the government has seized over their lives and over the entire society, because it's one of the things, I mean, individual freedom has always been my North Star, and it's the thing I've tried to, that I've put so much value on, and I've tried to make people recognize that it's not safe to trust the government to have all this arbitrary power, because it's going to ruin their lives. It's going to, you know, people are going to end up wearing shackles. People are going to end up in prison, and people are just going to end up being frightened all the time. And you know that, you know, the politicians, the government officials, spurring all that fear. That's something which we've seen in the last several years.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I've seen in my lifetime now. The federal judge Hand wrote about 1944. What he said. I was born in 48. In my lifetime, I've seen liberties fade away. Things we took for granted, like taking a gun to school. Well, I was in grade school. Carrying a pocket knife. Doing things that boys did then. And actually knowing that I was a boy and knowing that girls were different.
Yeah, it simplifies things immensely.
It did. I mean, I saw the, you know, I knew the boys' bathroom from the girls' bathroom. I didn't question the fact about that. But everything has changed that much in my lifetime, Jim. And it breaks my heart for my children, and all my sons are grown now, of course, men. I have 6 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and to see what's coming on this country, because generations in the past went to sleep. But Jim, it started way back when my grandpa was a young man with Franklin Roosevelt, and the welfare system we call socialism, Social Security, and all that started back when people started taking handouts from the government. They didn't want to bite the hand that feeds them, so we lost everything because of that. We sold our birthright.
Yep. I mean, folks, the government addicted people to those handouts. You know, there was one of my favorite quotes on how we're losing our freedom comes from Merle Haggard. And shortly before he died, Merle Haggard said, you know, that he had more freedom as a parolee when he got out of prison in 1960 than average people have nowadays. And he said, well, my God, what have we done to each other with all this power and all these, you know, all these government controls and all these penalties? And it's just people, you know, I was trying to evoke in folks, you know, with that line about how young people under the age of 30 or whatever, I mean, they have no idea what freedom is, because, you know, you want to smoke a cigar. You got to pass. You show your ID. You got to do this. You got to do that. And all these penalties, you go to the airport and you're treated like a convict going into the shower. You get all these pat downs, you get these intrusive x-rays, whole body scanners, and they don't do any good, but they just treat people to bow down to the government.
And we do it. And we do it because they want to travel. I mean, we do it. I mean, we are now assumed guilty until we prove ourselves innocent.
Yeah, I've had trouble with TSA checkpoints a number of times, and I was flying out of Dallas, Texas, I guess, about 2 months ago, and you know I did everything I was supposed to do, but I got pulled over because I had half a jar of peanut butter with me. And the TSA agent carries my bag, and there was a big inspection. She takes it out. She says, "You can't take this because it's a liquid." I said, "It's peanut butter." "No, no, it's a liquid, so you can't take it." And someone, another passenger, asked me if I was angry about them taking the peanut butter, and I just smiled. I said, "You know, I'll settle accounts with TSA later."
And did you?
I have, yes, indeed. There's a chapter in the new book on TSA, Dominate, Intimidate, and Control. That was TSA's motto early on for one of their programs, and it's still the attitude they have towards average Americans. You get all these grandmothers who just get hassled all the pieces at the airport for no good reason, simply because it's government officials doing stupid things to everybody.
Well, you know, I despise flying. My oldest son lives in Colorado Springs. That's a 2-day drive basically from where I live here in West Virginia. I despise flying because I go through the airport, take off your belt, take off your shoes, empty your pockets. You know, all these things you go through. Humiliation to get on to exercise what used to be a right to get on the plane and travel because you paid your fare. You should be able to go. But all those things are going. And you know what really bothered me, Jim, is most people don't even care anymore. They don't even think twice about it. They think it's good because it's keeping them safe. They don't understand that we are being eaten alive by the people that have the guns on their hips. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not saying they're all bad. But a lot of them are power hungry. We know that. I mean, in Illinois right now, they're making cops out of illegal aliens. In Illinois.
Well, Yep. I mean, it's interesting for me if I'm traveling and in one of those lines at the airport waiting for the TSA checkpoint. I always try to chat up folks around me to see what they think. And maybe about 20% or 30% and kind of roll their eyes and say, "Yeah, this is nonsense." But there are always some folks that just have this look of gratitude towards the federal agents. And I'm just thinking, okay, this is someone who is, there's going to be no salvaging of this person.
No, there's not much salvage of anybody out there today that I've seen. And I know it sounds awful to say that, but most of them, I would say at least 80% of them, are sold out. They truly are because they're comfortable. Let's face it, like I said, you don't bite the hand to feed you. And I don't care whether you worked all your life, you draw on Social Security maybe, you have retirement coming in. You don't want to cut that off. How would you pay your bills? We used to be independent because we were independent. That's no longer true.
Yeah, and it's, there's a chapter in the book called Subsidies and Subjugation, and it talks about how the government handouts have caused so many troubles. I mean, there was, it was the feds who had all the, the free mortgages and the, zero interest rates and no down payment that led to the housing crash in 2007, 8, 9, which wiped out, especially hit hard blacks and Hispanics. But the Biden administration is trying to do the same thing again, and Biden just came out with this new policy that penalizes people who have a good credit rating in order to force them to subsidize people with bad credit. And this is just going to make for more bankruptcies, more ruined lives. It ruins people's lives when you give them a mortgage they can't afford.
That's very, very true. And that happened back in 2009. Remember that when they had the mortgages fell through? Look what it done to the economy. We're going something that's much, much worse.
Yeah, there was a phrase which I used in a Barron's article, an op-ed for Barron's in 2004. I was writing about wrecking ball benevolence. And there was a federal appeals court that quoted that phrase when they were writing about all the damage that had been done by some of these federal programs. So, you know, it's been there. But so many folks I don't know. It doesn't stick in their minds. I'm wondering, what am I doing wrong? I'm not persuading people here, you know?
Oh, I know that. I've written a few books myself, and the last one I wrote, I put a chapter in it entitled Patriotic Idolatry.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We have, God bless America, we're the freest nation in the land, in the world. How absurd is that? We really believe we're free, but somebody once said that in order to save people, you got to falsely let them believe that they're free people. In order to save them, you got to let them think they're free people. There's nothing free today in our society. You don't even own the home that you paid for 35, 40 years. If you don't pay your tax to the state, your rent to the state, they'll take it from you. So you don't own your home. You own nothing in this country. Nothing. I mean, before you get your earnings that you worked hard for, they take their cut. And they take and give it to people that want to murder babies and support illegal aliens, which are criminals coming to our country. All this goes before you got a chance to even look at it. Is that not true?
Yeah, well, it's a heck of a thing that politicians have first grab at your entire life that way, because the politicians get the lion's share. I mean, the government taxes cost more than what people spend for housing, food, and a number of other things.
Well, what we're seeing now, the final throes of this country. Whenever you see a total, complete moral breakdown of society, Jim, are we seeing that? I mean, a complete, total moral breakdown. Where everything goes except common Christian values. Everything else is okay. You can be anything you want to be, do about anything you want to do. And if authority steps out of line, it's no big deal. I mean, look what Biden and his sons get by with already. Oh, they're going to preach him. They're not going to do anything.
Yep.
I mean, look what they've done to Hillary Clinton. Nothing. All this, and Trump are all put in jail. He did nothing either. Man talks a lot, but has very little fruit to show for it. This is America today.
Putting it nicely, yes.
This is America today. Chaos, destruction, frustration, and anger is building in America. And I can see a lot of things coming probably this year that a lot of folks are going to have a hard time believing.
Well, it's so frustrating that the two major parties are going to probably impose on Americans again the choice of Trump versus Biden. And it's like, I mean, Biden can't walk across the stage without three people picking him up. And it's like, you know, how did our political system? It's interesting. Flipping back, let's turn back the clock to 40 years, a time which you know. I mean, 1980, you had Carter versus Reagan. I was a big Reagan supporter, but if you see how the two of them debated, I mean, it was like at a so much higher level. People understood a lot better. The sentences were a lot more complex. They made historical references. Nowadays, you hear a speech by Biden, and it's like, I mean, Biden is speaking at a lower grade level than Donald Trump did. This is established.
Oh, it's and both of them are as immoral as they can be. I mean, we have Biden's own daughter saying that she couldn't take a shower in front with him knowing it, he'd come and get in shower with her. We have Trump saying he used to grab women in the private areas and bragging about it. I mean, this is the kind of man we're going to vote for president. Are these the best America has to offer?
It's sad. It's very sad. But I mean, the system is rigged that, you know, that this is a choice, and people that might be so much better character, it's like, you know, okay, there's no way they can get in the ring.
Well, we live in a society that where normal, commonplace, common sense morals have now become the enemy of most people. They hate what the Bible says. They don't want to hear what the Bible says. Politicians as a whole don't really care what the Bible says. They're in it for the money, and they're making lots of money. Very few politicians are really statesmen any longer. Statesmen left. They're all after the dollar and power. About all of them.
Yeah, it's frustrating to me to see how the media, places like the Washington Post, is always trying to slap a little halo over your average politician, because most of them are rascals, and it's like, why would you trust them more than you would trust a used car salesman?
I trust used car salesman a whole lot more than that.
Well, some of them are good. Some of them are trustworthy.
They are. I mean, when it comes to averages, I think I'd go with one of those before I go with most politicians. That'd be quite.
I agree.
But you know, we live in a time, like I said, we accepted this tyranny. We accepted these chains voluntarily because you first accepted the handout.
I didn't, and you didn't, did you?
No. But
okay, people did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I never signed off on these gun confiscation stuff, on the severe restrictions in my state on carrying, on all kinds of property rights violations, on federal censorship. I never signed off on that, and you wouldn't sign off on either.
No, I wouldn't. But, you know, the problem is the masses have, and very few men have enough courage to speak up. And I can say that being a pastor and a preacher for well over 40 years, I know a very few preachers who would dare to broach the subject of what's going on in this country. Oh, they may preach about Christ and morality, and that's all great. That's wonderful. But there's much more to the commandments of God than preaching thou shalt not kill. The Lord said we're in his kingdom. You see, the book of the Bible is totally political. Absolutely, totally political from front to back, from Genesis to Revelation. He said you serve one or two masters. You either in the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of Satan. And we have chosen to compromise our way right into slavery in this country, even as Christians, maybe through ignorance, a lot of it is through ignorance, but the pastors in America dare not speak what's happening in this world and what's going on behind the scenes. They dare not speak that we've been set up for 9/11, that we're set up for the Gulf of Tonka, Vietnam War, which I was in that era, and World War I, World War II. They don't cover these things. We've been brainwashed thinking, as I said, in patriotic idolatry. We're willing to send our sons and daughters as cannon fodder to foreign lands to save our world for democracy. What a joke. What a shame.
Yep, you're 100% right. I mean, it's frustrating to see, to see how docile so many people are, and they just think that being obedient to the government is doing God's work. And it's like, this doesn't work for me. So I was happy to hear at the start of the show that you'd mentioned the King James Bible. The English in that version is just so much more glorious and dignified than some of the more recent versions.
And accurate. Yep. And very accurate. Matter of fact, I just made her mention, I offered a 60-page packet here. I looked up myself to prove why I use the KJV Bible. But I promise you, out of all the listeners we have, probably 10 people, maybe 10 people made order. The rest of them maybe already know the truth, but a lot of them don't care enough. And that's the sad part. They don't want to see the truth. You know, if Satan can destroy by rewriting the Scripture, so to speak, if he can make the Word of God soften or null and void through his changing of words and words meanings, he's stolen the truth from us. And Bible said that the faith comes by the hearing of the word. Well, if you're not hearing the true gospel of Christ, the word of God, then you don't have the right faith. You're trusting the wrong way. So, but people just don't seem to care. Churches in America today as a whole, James or Jim, just don't care. They're waiting for the rapture. They don't care about anything else.
Well, that's unfortunate because it's, it might be a long time. So, and there's a lot of things which individuals can do to try and make America a better place between now and then.
Well, one thing to do is speak up and tell the truth. Don't be ashamed before to declare Christ before men. When you see an injustice being taking place, speak up. Maybe you can't stop it, but at least let them know you're there.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I've done often in my writing. I mean, I was writing about I did a lot of stuff in the 1990s on Waco and Ruby Ridge, and I was talking about how the FBI sniper, with the way he killed that woman there in that cabin door, it's something the FBI chief attacked me for, so in public.
Well, hang on through the break. We'll cover it after the break. Don't forget that point. Folks, back at the break, your phone calls, if you got enough courage to join us tonight, 844-769-2944. My name's Ari on the FBI list, folks. They don't scare me. 844-769-2944. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back, and the phone line is open, 844-769-2944. We're talking to Jim Bovard, a book he's written, Last Right, The Death of American Liberty. And we're going to discuss that more in detail in a minute. But you were making a point before we went to break about the FBI and Randy Weaver situation. What were you saying about that?
Yeah, I was saying we were talking about how the government has done so many abuses, atrocities, and I wrote a lot about Ruby Ridge back in the 1990s, and I was pointing out that the FBI had to know that mother was standing there in that cabin door holding her baby,
oh, yes.
And the FBI
yes.
covered up that killing. And then the FBI chief, Louis Free, came out and attacked me by name in public a couple different times because of what I'd said to the FBI had done. And then later on, I managed to get hold of a 500-page confidential Justice Department report that exposed what the FBI had done and confirmed the charges that I made and showed that Free made false charges. So, there's a second example here I'll throw in here. So back in, sure. I've written a lot about the Justice Department and some of their cover-ups. Back in 2015, the Justice Department was pressuring USA Today editorial page to stop publishing my articles attacking Eric Holder, Attorney General. And so and I managed to get the emails where the Justice Department was pressuring them, you know, basically saying that I wasn't worthy to be published or I was a troublemaker, whatever. But it's like, hey, I'm still here.
They were pressuring because you was writing an article about who again? Holder, you said?
Eric Holder, who was Attorney General
yes.
under Obama.
Oh, yes.
And he
yes.
had a lot of cover-ups, and he was, you know, there was so much... gasoline that they poured on the fire in this country. And it's like, I was pointing it out, and they were very unhappy.
Well, you know, that's okay. I've been called before the FBI 3 times myself, and before a federal grand jury once already, too. So it's
really?
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, you know, they clear back at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this is a true story. They called me in and wanted to know if I had anything to do with the bombing in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, I drove a little Dodge van then. I said, I don't think my van will hold that much down or that much fertilizer. So anyway, I met with him 3 times. When I met with him the 3rd time, one of the agents said, you've been right all along. He said, you've been right. What you've been telling me is true. I'm finding out what you're telling me the truth. I haven't seen anybody since then. But after that, I was called before a federal grand jury for something I said on the air. I called a federal witness a low-down scum-sucking dog, and that's what he was. And they called me for it because intimidating the federal witness, I never even met the man. I just knew what he did. So this is where we are in America today. This has been years ago. This has been 25 years ago. It's gotten a whole lot worse since then. A whole lot worse since then.
Please, go ahead.
No, you're ahead. I want you to make your point tonight.
It's great that some people still speak up. I wish there were a whole lot more speaking up. I wish there was a lot more pushback. And I wish, it's interesting going back a few decades when I was, in journalism before, I guess before the turn of the century, folks were more comfortable with hell-raising in print and, being able to hit the government hard and expose their lies and stuff like that. Nowadays, I mean, there are still some places that do that, but, I mean, there were a lot of places which really enjoyed my articles that would get everybody riled up and get a lot of angry letters to the editor. Nowadays, a lot of places are like, well, don't make waves. And I'm thinking, look, it's the government's making the biggest waves of them all, and we're letting the government get away with it.
That's very true. That's very true. And again, you're right. I mean, censorship has grown this country on about every level you can think of. And now we have free speech zones where you can't speak out of a certain square where nobody can hear you. You mind you? You can't, but you can't walk into a public forum and have free speech anymore. Even on a sidewalk, you can be arrested for it. So this is America today.
Yeah, and this is crazy. And what you had in 2020, you had federal agencies and federal contractors out there suppressing millions of Americans' voices on social media. And that was one of the ways that the 2020 election was tainted. I'm not saying it was stolen. I'm saying it was tainted. But you had all the censorship. It was great. You had a federal judge who said that on July 4th, this past July 4th, laid out the horrendous abuses of federal agencies and how they were. It was so bad that the Biden White House was pressuring Twitter and Facebook to cancel people that made jokes about COVID. Anybody made a joke, silence that person. It's like the mafia.
Oh yes, oh yes. And the people that should have stood and made the most noise were the church, and they said nothing. They just bowed down and kowtowed to the governor or the president, whatever. And that's really sad. You know, it makes me angry to think that so-called Christians were more afraid of a virus than to obey the word of God. That makes me very angry.
Yep. Well, there was a line which I had in the chapter on COVID in that last rights book. It's that that people have more to fear from politicians than from a virus. And if you look at what the bureaucrats and the politicians did, people like Fauci, I mean, it's just, Fauci's getting $100,000 per speech now, even though it was his experiments in China and elsewhere that he bankrolled that helped lab leak cause and killed millions of people.
Well, you know, there's so much going on. By the way, before going further, tell the folks how they can get your book.
Okay, it's on Amazon right now. Last name is Bovard, B-O-V-A-R-D, one of those darn French names. It's on Amazon. The subtitle is Death of American Liberty. So it was interesting. I was going back in my family history some while ago and learned a little more about my ancestors, and apparently quite a few of my ancestors were killed in the St. Bartholomew Day's Massacre. And that's something which you would know about, but it's funny, even talking to French people these days, like, you know, they're like, I never heard of that massacre. You know, it was the biggest religious massacre in 1500s in Europe, but it was the king and the pope trying to wipe out the Protestants. Mm-hmm. And my and my kinfolk that survived, my ancestors survived, fled to England, then to Ireland, and then made a wrong turn to Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot behind the scenes happening around the world. A lot of it did involve the Catholic Church, and that's a fact. But I want to share something with you. And by the way, if people don't have a computer, and my militia do not do computers, can they order the book by calling a phone number?
Yeah, I think Amazon's got a phone number. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know it offhand.
How much is your book?
Okay, so the Kindle version, the digital version is $9.99. Paperback is about $19.99, and the hardback is about $28.
Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody wants a copy, folks, you want a copy, you let me know, and I'll see that you get it, okay? You let me know you want it, and I'll see that Jim gets some money, and you get your book if you want a copy of the book. And I think something that should be worthwhile to read, the first chapter alone is worth getting a hold of. It's entitled Last Rights, The Death of America's Liberty. I have here something that's talking about the COVID vaccine and nonsense. I want you to listen to what Pfizer's done. Now, we know Pfizer made billions off the mRNA. You know that already.
Yeah, oh, God, yes. I've written about that.
Pfizer makes $43 billion bet that turbo cancers are going to explode around the world. Now, this is a fact, folks. The acquisition means Pfizer becomes the largest oncology company in the world capable of treating the most turbo cancers caused by mRNA vaccines. However, the nature of the acquisition has left many people scratching their heads. Why would Pfizer, flush with enormous profits it has reaped through the mRNA vaccine, overpay $43 billion for a small cancer drug company? Pfizer does not need the cash. It will also issue $31 billion in debt just to purchase Seagen. Everyone is taking this face at face value, but there's something very sinister lurking in the details of this deal. So what's going on here, folks? Pfizer is now buying out a $2 billion company with $43 billion to take over the oncology to fight turbo cancer. Do you think maybe they see another profit coming with turbo cancers because of what they did in mRNA? I think it's kind of a shady deal. What do you think, Jim?
I don't know. This is not something I'm totally... I'm uninformed on the turbo cancer stuff and that acquisition, but there were so many things which Pfizer said and did, and to see how the Biden White House, the CDC, a lot of federal officials censored criticism of Pfizer and the COVID vaccines. I mean, it was one of the biggest scandals. I mean, you had President Biden out there in October 2021. Biden said that the only reason that people did not get vaccinated. The COVID vaccine is that they wanted the freedom to murder other people, to kill other people with COVID. And that was one of the biggest outrages because those COVID vaccines failed to prevent infections. They failed to stop transmission. And you had more people dying who were vaccinated than weren't by last year, by 2022.
Well, I have a family member who's had three vaccines at least and has had the COVID at least four times.
Yep, there's a number of studies that have shown that the more boosters that you get, the more likely you are to get COVID. And there's a huge question of long-term damage to your immune system. We have no idea what the long-term effects of all these injections are.
Well, we also know that, of course, that the COVID vaccine test, according to the WHO and the CDC, are 96% inaccurate, but they use them anyway.
Well, yeah, because it helps stir up fear. I mean, it was all about maximizing fear. There was a study I saw that showed that the anxiety and fear was the second leading cause of whether people died if they had COVID after obesity. And so basically you had government terrifying people, and that increased the death rate from COVID even among those who were vaxxed.
Well, deceiving American people has got to be quite a good pastime of this government for many, many years, long before you and I were born. The nation started being deceived long before you and I were ever thought of, but that's what America is today. And, folks, I can't believe the phone lines are quiet, but they are. 844-769-2944. Well, from all your experience and what you've done, and may I ask, how old are you now, Jim?
67.
Yeah, I've got a few years on. I'm 75 years old. Got a few years on you. And what I've seen in my experience as patients have been on the radio, this coming March, maybe 31 years in the radio, what I've learned and studied over many, many years now, scripturally, historically, we have been pulled into a whirlpool. It started out, you know, on the outer edges, very gently tugging at us and luring us in, because they're going to promise you this and promise you that, and you follow us, and you'll be safe. You do this, it'll be okay. Vaccinate your children. You know, put them in these public hell holes. We call schools and get educated. I mean, we trusted them. That's what we did. And Jeremiah 17:5, the Bible says, cursed be the man that puts trust in man. So we've done that. We cursed ourselves through indifference, apathy, and ignorance, and now we got to the point now that we're so far into it, we dare not say anything because we will lose all the benefits that we got out of our masters, we now call government. You know, the servants in this country used to be the ones we elected. They worked for us, and they feared us for that. Today, we fear them.
Yep, and it's been that way for a long time. I mean, there's a long trend line. It got a lot worse under Franklin Roosevelt, but things were going the wrong direction before him, and it's just sad to see what the government has done to the money. It's sad to see what the government has done to so many different things, and to see that the Bill of Rights is practically a paper target in Washington D.C. for target practice.
Well, in all intents and purposes, it's null and void already, and so is the Constitution. Although I can see that a lot of reasons why that happened, we'll get into it right now. But that was on purpose long before you and I were born, also. But the point of it is, unless it's in the hearts of people to remain free, as the Justice Lerner said, nothing's going to keep us free. Unless we demand it and are willing to die for that, we'll never keep it. It's impossible.
Yeah, and that's why I followed that quote with the line that from the survey that showed like 30% of young people want to have government surveillance cameras inside people's homes to prevent domestic violence. It's like, are you that stupid to trust the government to, you know, see everything that you do? And you know, it's almost like people are forgotten or never had common sense, because, you know, they say, well, I have nothing to hide, but it's like they're, you know, I don't necessarily have things to hide, but I also want my own life and my own privacy, and privacy is how you establish your own character and personality. And if you're always under the government thumb, I mean, heck, you might as well be in Britain.
Well, that's very true, and we're probably worse off in Britain a lot of ways too, but Again, we
not
tolerate
in West Virginia,
it.
You aren't, but that's
well,
okay.
Not yet, though. No,
that's true.
That's why I stay where I am. I mean, I tell people there are no good places to live, but this is one of the better places. We're pretty much left alone. We're not zoned out of our minds. We can carry a weapon, a gun, almost anytime we want to, without a permit. You know, we're blessed in a lot of different ways here. We are a backward state and a poor state, and people mock us, but that's okay. I like it here. I really do. It's a beautiful state to live in as far as the country, so I stay where I am. But nonetheless,